Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
Thanks.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touched. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say it back grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a cushion nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud. Am I in the air? Sunday nights, brown time. I flex my bed of Voltron, transform to DX Don. Mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Well, what is going down, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new edition of Am I on the Air? I am your host, Don Mega. It is June 12th. It is a Sunday night. Yes, I am recording on my official night, literally 1 week after my last podcast. So we are back on schedule. I can't promise it's going to be forever, but for right now, we are back on schedule. I told you last week's episode, which was a massive episode, the Nice Neighbors Pop Star Apocalypse. It was a mouthful. Reviewed four movies, had a lot of news to get through, but I said on that episode I was really going to try my best to get back to basics, to get back to this being a Sunday night show, putting out a show every Sunday night for you guys, and making it a little bit easier on everyone. So I'm happy that right after I said that, I am back here and I'm doing it, like I said, 1 week later. Last episode was on June 5th, last Sunday, and here I am on June 12th on this Sunday. Made it a little bit easier this Sunday because my family is actually out of town. My wife took my daughter, and they're out in California right now having a good old time, and I'm jealous. But I'm here all alone, all to my lonesome. So I decided what better time than to jump into the Red Dragons Radio Studios and record a new Am I on the Air. So this is season 12, episode 10, and tonight's show title is called This Is War. And tonight we'll be reviewing Warcraft. Of course, that is the big new release of this weekend. Well, I thought it was the big new release. It actually got stomped in the American box office, and that's something we'll get to here in a little bit. But yeah, we're going to wrap up the past week in movie news. But before we get started, a couple shout outs as we always do. Once again, if you haven't listened to the last and final episode of my kind of side project spinoff, Welcome to Banshee, go check that out. It's on reddragonsradio.com. It's Welcome to Banshee. It's the Banshee after show for the greatest show on television that is now unfortunately over. Me and my boy Lynx, we did that episode a couple weeks ago. So really want to give it one more shout out, let you guys know it's still there. Go check it out. And if you maybe just got into Banshee because you heard me talk about it, and you're maybe on season one right now, then jump on and go listen to the podcast. They're there for you guys. Four new Fanshees, which we like to call the fans of Banshee, the Fanshees, to go and go back, binge season 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then when you're done, you can go listen to our Welcome to Banshee podcast. So go check that out. For those of you asking, where is the Red Dragons Assemble? Once again, I apologize. We're still trying to get this worked out, and I hope to get an episode up this week. Keep an eye out as well for a fun little side Am I Still on the Air that I'm going to be doing. I kind of made a joke about it on last week's episode, but I decided I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to do an Am I Still on the Air Rock Rolls, and it's going to be a nice little dedicated podcast all about The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, about basically his whole entire filmography and all of the millions and millions of projects that he has going on over the next couple years. So I'm sure we'll talk about rock tonight as well, because what's an episode of Am I on the Air without a new rock roll? to talk about. So we'll talk a little bit about Dwayne a little bit later. I think that's about the sum of it right now for shout-outs. I was hoping to review a couple other movies for you. I definitely slacked. Being that my family is out of town right now, I should have been bowling like all weekend long. I should have went and saw like every movie out, but I didn't. I got lazy. I started lounging around the house and just watching TV and catching up on DVR and the WWE Network, and I just got sidetracked. So unfortunately, I only got to see one movie. I saw Warcraft. I really wanted to see Now You See Me 2. And I thought I was going to go tonight and see The Conjuring 2 with my brother-in-law, but he flaked out on me, so I did not get to see it. I was going to record this episode actually earlier today and get it done and out for you guys, but I was holding out because if I was going to see Conjuring, I wanted to see it first before I recorded, and unfortunately we did not end up going, so that was wasted time. So I apologize because I really wanted to talk about Conjuring because that is the number one movie in America, and I'm not going to be able to talk about it. So maybe next week we'll figure it out. So let's jump right in with our movie review of the week. Like I said, Warcraft, which is the film adaptation of World of Warcraft, the video game, the PC kind of online game that millions and millions of people play. This movie was supposed to come out last year, and they pushed it back, and they've been tweaking it. Directed by Duncan Jones. This was a movie that everybody was saying, like, this is going to be the turn. This is going to be the start of video game movies that actually end up being pretty good. And I'll give you this. I'm not big into these type of movies. I want the video game movie genre to be successful. I'm looking very much forward to Assassin's Creed at the end of the year. With Warcraft, you know, it's just not my type of thing. I'm not big into the fantasy type films. I'm not a Lord of the Rings guy. I'm not a Hobbit guy. I just never got into that kind of genre. But I'll tell you what, I didn't mind Warcraft. It was good. It was good. It has some problems. It's got some moments where you're like, what? And it's got some weird editing at times. But I thought the CG was done really well. I thought the motion capture for the orcs was incredible. It tells a very generic storyline. Basically, the orcs' world is getting destroyed. It's not going to survive. So one of the kind of magical orcs creates like a portal to another land, which ends up being, of course, the humans' land, which is very peaceful and happy and green. And the orcs decide, we're going to take it over and make it our own world. And hence, the war begins. Spoiler-free, as always. So I'm not going to spend too much other time on it. But like I said, it was good. If you're a fan of the video game, you'll really like this movie. I went with Geeky Pat. Geeky Pat actually brought his whole family to this movie. but his wife is actually a big fan of World of Warcraft, and she loved the film. The rest of us were like, yeah, it was good. Nothing more, nothing less. I don't think Friggins liked it. He kind of walked out really quick at the end. So I think it's all over the board. It's not doing too hot critics-wise. It's actually a bomb in America, but it's doing very well overseas. So congratulations. It's one of the biggest hits ever in China. So I'm glad that some place is really appreciating Warcraft. But for us here in America, it's not doing so hot. We went on opening night in IMAX 3D, and it was probably over half empty. So, yeah, that didn't bode very well. Usually you got to wait in line over an hour for a good movie in IMAX. And, yeah, no one was there for Warcraft. So, wow, wow. But I enjoyed it for what it was. I give it 3 out of 5 stars. It was good. If you're into fantasy kind of stuff, go check it out. If you're not, then don't bother. If you're a fan of the game, definitely go check it out. I think you'll like it. So 3 out of 5 for me. Alrighty, let's transition and let's get into our news of the week. News of the week, news of the week. Alright, so we have a couple new trailers. We have the third and final trailer for The Legend of Tarzan. I can't wait till this movie comes out and I don't have to see the damn previews anymore. I think this trailer is more shown than anything else right now when I go to the movies. As a matter of fact, when we saw Warcraft, they showed this damn trailer twice. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, you don't ever see the same trailer during the same movie twice. But they did it for Tarzan. The other trailer we have is the new Yoga Hosers trailer, which is Kevin Smith's new weird film with Johnny Depp and Justin Long and his daughters. So definitely check that out. There's a new Hindi English series called Sacred Games. Netflix has picked up the rights to that, and they're going to be putting it over on Netflix. In some big casting news that dropped kind of completely out of nowhere back on Monday was John Boyega has signed on to be in Pacific Rim 2. For those of you that are like, who's John Boyega? Hopefully you've seen Star Wars The Force Awakens. That is, I would expect to be most of you. John Boyega was Finn in the new Star Wars movie. Really cool actor, really good guy, and I'm glad to see that he's picking up some other really big roles. So he is going to be playing Idris Elba's son in the new Pacific Rim movie, so that'll be pretty cool. So congratulations to John Boyega. Producer Brian Grazer says that they're going to be remaking Splash, and the rumor to this remake of Splash is that they're going to role reverse it, and it's going to be a merman. So we'll see how the merman goes. Bob Odenkirk is going to star in AMC's The Night of the Gun. It's going to be a new miniseries that AMC is going to be doing. In some really cool, exciting news, Superman is coming to Supergirl. Of course, Supergirl got picked up over on the CW, and they've referenced Superman a lot in the first season of Supergirl, but we never saw him. We saw shadows. We saw his feet. They were very mysterious about Superman, but they decided to go ahead and cast the Superman. And he will be a part of season 2. And I might have talked about this last week, but I'm going on record to say it again. Tom Welling, give the dude a call. Tom Welling played Clark Kent in Smallville for 10 seasons. He's got to be Superman and Supergirl. I want it. The world wants it. The fans want it. It makes sense. It's just going to be a cameo role. He's only going to pop up in a couple episodes. So come on, Tom. Put on the suit and let's see you as Superman, buddy. We're looking forward to it. Let's see here. Lifetime has renewed the television series Unreal for a season 3. Hulu has decided to cancel Tyler Labine's supernatural comedy, Deadbeat. I believe Deadbeat was on Hulu for about 3 seasons, but they've decided to cancel it. I've heard actually some pretty decent things about it. I should check it out. I'm a big Hulu fan. So that's pretty cool there. Let's see here. Tracee Ellis Ross and Anthony Anderson are going to host the BET Awards. So that's pretty cool. I love them on Black-ish, so I can't wait to see them host the BET Awards. Michael Bay, this is a really cool story. Michael Bay cast Britain's Loneliest Dog in the new Transformers The Last Night. This, if you read the story, there's this little dog who's got like Tourette's and like all kinds of diseases, and he's been in a shelter for years. No one wants to adopt this dog. So Michael Bay adopted him. He's going to put him in Transformers, and I believe he's actually already found the dog a home that the dog will go to when they're done filming Transformers. So that is really, really cool. Thank you, Mr. Bay, for giving this dog a great home. Spider-Man Homecoming has added a 14-year-old actor, Michael Barbary, in a mystery role. Michael, I believe, is currently filming The Dark Tower, the Stephen King movie. So pretty much everybody's loving him in that. So now all of a sudden this kid is like highly sought after in Hollywood, and they've added him to Spider-Man. So that's pretty cool. Pierce Brosnan's returning to TV to star in AMC's The Son. AMC is adding a lot of shows lately, man. So good for them. Universal Pictures has set some new event film release dates for August 10th, 2018, January 18th, 2019, and April 10th, 2020. No word yet on what those three films will be, but they say they're supposed to be big event films. I've heard a lot of people speculating it has something to do with Fast and Furious. I don't believe so, because Fast and Furious has already announced the release dates for 8, 9, and 10, so that is totally different than what these dates are, so those people reporting on that, check your facts, son. We have another new trailer for the Ghostbusters, so looking forward to that. MMA fighter Kimbo Slice passed away at the age of 42. Very sad. I remember Kimbo got popular on YouTube. He was all over YouTube for street fighting, and then he tried to go in the UFC. He was on The Ultimate Fighter. Didn't work out too well, and then he went back to fighting for like Bellator, and he tried some other companies. But yeah, man, only 42 years old, said he had some kind of heart problem. So our condolences to Kimbo Slice's family and friends. Let's see here. We have Everything Wrong with Mortal Kombat Annihilation. That is a lot. As much as I love Mortal Kombat Annihilation is a whole nother beast. Alan Silvestri is coming back to score both of the Avengers Infinity War films for Marvel, so that's pretty cool. He's a great composer there. Netflix is in talks for Eddie Murphy and Brent Ratner to do a new mockumentary called Soul, Soul, Soul. I'm on board. Let's do it. Shay Mitch is set to star in a horror thriller called Cadaver over for Screen Gem Studios. Tidal, the music subscription service, has just added a bunch of Prince albums. Prince was very particular with who got to stream his music. It's not available on Spotify. It's not on iTunes. But Prince allowed Tidal to do some of his music, and Tidal's been growing his library since his passing, and they just added 15 more albums. So if you're a big Prince fan, Tidal might be where you want to go so you can do some streaming there. John Hamm is being sought after to play Archer. Yes, from the comic, from the cartoon FX show Archer. They're looking to do a live-action film, and they would like John Hamm to play Archer. Very, very cool. Looking forward to that. We have the official trailer for Vice Principals, which is the new comedy starring Danny McBride, coming to HBO. We also have the series season 2 trailer for Aquarius, starring David Duchovny. We have the trailer for the Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice, the ultimate cut. So really cool trailer, showing some additional scenes, stuff that was deleted off of the theatrical version. You see a lot of added stuff. And once again, I love Batman v Superman, but I cannot wait to see this 3-hour and 1-minute or 3-hour and 2-minute version that is going to include a whole bunch of stuff that was deleted out because they just couldn't release a 3-hour film. I think this is going to be really, truly the ultimate edition, and I can't wait to see it in full. It'll be available on digital HD at the end of this month and on Blu-ray and DVD next month in July. Director Eli Roth has produced a new horror movie called Clown that's coming up soon, and he calls it creepy and unsettling. I can't wait to see Clown. I think it's going to be pretty damn cool. Britt Robertson is set to star in Netflix's new comedy called Girl Boss. Director James Wan says that when DC approached him about doing Aquaman, they also offered him Flash and said it was totally up to him to decide which character he wanted to direct. He ended up picking Aquaman because he says he was looking for a little bit more of a challenge and wanted to do something that had never been done before. So very cool for James Wan to really kind of take a risk and do something like Aquaman. So but very cool to know that they offered him Flash first. So I like that. Mackenzie Davis is joining the Blade Runner sequel. An animated Justice League Dark movie is coming from DC Animation. So that's pretty cool. Let's see here. Sacha Baron Cohen is set to play Mandrake the Magician. Oh, yeah. So I think that's going to be pretty damn cool. I like Sacha Baron Cohen, and seeing him do something like Mandrake the Magician, I think would be pretty tight. So I like that a lot. Let's see here. Injustice 2 is coming next year. I'm looking forward to this. I don't play very many fighting games anymore, but I love Injustice Gods Among Us, and they're really stepping it up this time. And Injustice 2 is coming. They've expanded the roster. Supergirl's in it. Gorilla Grodd. The Red Lantern. All kinds of cool stuff. And we have posted the official cinematic trailer. And just last night, I posted the official gameplay trailer. And it looks awesome. I wish it was coming out this year. It really pisses me off that it's not till next year, because they're teasing the hell out of us right now. And it's not even coming this year, unfortunately. Illumination Entertainment and Universal Pictures, The Grinch, has been delayed for a year. Oh, that sucks. Legends of Tomorrow is adding Vixen to their roster, but there's a twist. It's not going to be the Vixen that you saw on the episode of Arrow a couple months ago. The girl that plays Vixen that we saw on Arrow, she cannot do it for scheduling reasons. And it's very unfortunate she could not come back to reprise the role. Although there is an animated version of Vixen that is on, and she will continue to do the animation voice, but she cannot come on to do the live-action one on Legend of Tomorrow. So what they're going to do, since Legend of Tomorrow likes to play with time travel, is they're going to go back in the past, and they're going to pull the original Vixen from the comic books, who might be like a distant relative or something like that to the one we saw on Arrow. So there will be a version of Vixen with the same powers and everything, but she's going to be from the past that comes along for the ride with Rip Hunter and the rest of the team. So very cool. It'll be nice to see Vixen. Hopefully they cast somebody cool for that and see Vixen join the Legends of Tomorrow. Toby Kebbell, who played Dr. Doom in the Fantastic Four reboot, says that Josh Trank's much darker cut of the film, it was very, very good, and he defends the film, that version of the film, and says it's very unfortunate that no one's going to get to see that cut, because he says that that original darker cut that Josh Trank did was what everybody wanted to put out, except for the studio for some reason. So I still have my fingers crossed that if 20th Century Fox is smart and they want to try to make some money on Fantastic Four, that they got to put out the director's cut. They just got to, man, because people will buy it to check out what the original version was going to be. So do it up, 20th Century Fox. Let's see here. Of course, in non-shocker news, the ratings have been released for Independence Day Resurgence and Suicide Squad, and guess what? They're both PG-13. No shit. It was surprising to me how many sites ran such massive articles on this news like it was going to be anything else. There was never a doubt in a million years. First of all, that Independence Day 2 was not going to be PG-13. The first one was. Why wouldn't the second one be? And no one thought Suicide Squad was going to be R. I mean, they might do like a Batman Superman and put out on video, you know, the R-rated director's cut or something, but DC is not going. They want to make the biggest bang for their buck, and you're not going to do that by making it rated R. So it cracked me up how many people were like, oh my God, Suicide Squad is PG-13, like made such a big deal about this. So there you go. It's PG-13, whatever. The sixth season of Homeland will feature a female president elect. Interesting. Josh Brolin says he has read the script for both Avengers Infinity War movies, and he was, quote, blown away. He says that the scripts are amazing, and he cannot wait to start filming this thing, which makes me even more excited. We have the season 2 trailer from Marco Polo, the Netflix show. You can check that out. James Wan may not be back to direct The Conjuring 3. No shocker here. He's got to make Aquaman, and he's going to be doing Robotech after that. So, yeah, there's no saying that he's going to be able to come and do Conjuring 3 unless the studio wants to wait like 5 years for him to do Conjuring 3. So they might have to end up getting another director for this. Even though the studio hasn't said they're going to do a Conjuring 3 yet, but after this weekend's box office, let's all safe to assume a third one is coming. If there's going to be four Insidious movies, they're definitely doing some more Conjuring. Let's see. We have the full cinematic trailer for Watch Dogs 2. Yes, Watch Dogs is coming back, new video game. Adam Rodriguez is set to replace Shamar Moore as a series regular over on Criminal Minds. HBO has confirmed a supersized season 6 finale for Game of Thrones. So I know Lynx and Pez, they're going to be pretty excited about some supersized season 6 finales of Game of Thrones. Leah Michele and Robert Buckley are going to star in Hulu's sci-fi anthology series called Dimension 404. Kristen Milioti and Nina Pedrad have signed on to do a comedy pilot over on FX. We have some first look pictures of Tom Cruise and Kobe Smulders in the Jack Reacher sequel, Never Go Back. So that's a lot of people forgetting this movie's coming out later this year. So get ready for Jack Reacher 2. I would expect a trailer here pretty soon. Arnold Schwarzenegger's Celebrity Apprentice will be debuting next year, I believe in January. So keep an eye out for that. I really hope still that his catchphrase is, you're terminated. It's got to be, right? He's not going to use you're fired. He's going to, you're terminated. It's got to be. It's got to be. Michael B. Jordan has confirmed that he is going to be in Marvel's Black Panther. So that's pretty cool. We have the official trailer for another video game, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands. You're going to be seeing a lot of gaming stuff here. E3's coming up, so we're starting to get a lot of news dropping. Kate Winslet is in talks to join Idris Elba in the survival drama The Mountain Between Us. So she's in negotiations for that. We have the full list of the CMT Music Awards for 2016. So you check that out if you're a big country fan and you want to see that. With Everything Wrong with the Revenant in 9 minutes or less. Transformers the movie, and I'm talking about the cartoon movie from the 80s. It's coming, finally, to Blu-ray and DVD. Transformers the movie, the 30th anniversary edition, will finally be hitting DVD and Blu-ray for the first time on September 13th, 2016. So that is awesome. I will be picking that up. I love Transformers the movie. A lot of people do, but this is one that you cannot buy anywhere. So very smart of them to finally get the rights and put out this damn thing on Blu-ray and DVD for us. Mindy Kaling and Helena Bonham Carter have joined the all-female reboot of Ocean's 11, so that's pretty cool. Unfortunately, it looks like they've lost Jennifer Lawrence. She was in talks to join, but they read that it's just not going to work probably with her schedule. She can't fill it in, so that is unfortunate because that would have been pretty cool. We already got Sandra Bullock, Cate Blanchett, and now we got Mindy Kaling and Helena Bonham Carter. So really unfortunate we're not going to get Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah, that sucks. The Dr. Oz show has been renewed for a season 10, and ABC is bringing For the Record Live back to television. Ron Howard is set to direct a sci-fi adaptation, Seven Eves, based on the book. Hilary Swank is joining Steven Soderbergh's new film, Logan Lucky. That's going to be a heist film. Supergirl is adding some new characters to season 2, including Lex Luthor's little sister. Might as well, right? Why not? Comedy Central has just launched an online archive of every Key and Peele sketch ever. Awesome. Head on over to Comedy Central and check out the genius that is Key and Peele. Very, very cool there. Let's see here. Olivia Wilde is set to play Jason Sudeikis' ex-girlfriend on the new comedy Son of Zorn, which is the new animated / live-action hybrid that Jason Sudeikis is doing. One of the trailers that I absolutely loved. So that's pretty cool there. Of course, she's his wife in real life, so why not? The Force Awakens. Star Wars The Force Awakens, I bet a lot of you didn't even realize, was still playing in some theaters in the U.S. It is officially out. And it has officially ended its domestic box office run. And what I mean, once again, by domestic box office run is in the United States. And it has officially ended its domestic box office run with $936 million. That is insane. The most before that any movie had ever made was Avatar with like 700 something million. Star Wars The Force Awakens, 936. So it is Star Wars The Force Awakens is the biggest movie ever in America. But as far as all time goes, it is the number 3 movie of all time worldwide. So that is crazy. Going back to video game stuff, we have the first trailer for Destiny Rise of Iron, the new expansion that's coming in September. We have a trailer for Stranger Things, which is a new Netflix show starring Winona Ryder. Jennifer Lawrence is set to play controversial biotech billionaire in a new Adam McKay movie. So that's pretty cool. Rob Lowe is set to be the next person to be roasted over on Comedy Central. So that's cool. I like it. Let's see. The rumor going around is that Mel Gibson is looking to make a sequel to Passion of the Christ, which will be all about the resurrection. So why not, right? It was a massive hit. It's one of the biggest movies of all time. So that's the rumor going around. Mel Gibson looking to make a sequel to Passion of the Christ. A Battlestar Galactica film is headed to Universal Pictures. So they're trying to get that together. That's pretty cool. They've hired a writer, and it is possible that Francis Lawrence, director of The Hunger Games, might come on to direct it. So pretty cool there. I know a lot of people are excited for Battlestar Galactica. Pixar boss says Cars 3 is very emotional and closer to tone to the first movie. So that's pretty cool there. A lot of people didn't like that second one. The movie The Coldest City, starring Charlize Theron and James McAvoy, is coming in August of 2017. Angelina Jolie is in negotiations to possibly come aboard Murder on the Orient Express. Kenneth Branagh is directing and is getting ready to start filming this thing. So he's in talks now with Angelina Jolie. Very cool. The Disney Channel has announced Descendants 2. So they're going to be doing a sequel there. Barricade is returning to Transformers 5. I'm super stoked on this. It sounds really weird, but I'll tell you, man, we were just watching Geeky Pat came over to my house a couple days ago, and I just happened to have Transformers 1 on. And we were watching it, and Barricade is on there. He was the cop car Decepticon. And I said to Geeky Pat, I said, it's so weird. What the hell happened to Barricade? Because he got away at the end of the first movie, and we never saw Barricade in 2, 3, or 4 of the Transformers films. Then, I live in Arizona. And on Friday, there was a lot of news going around that the highway up in Phoenix was closed off because they were filming Transformers 5. And there was pictures and video of Bumblebee going down the road. And behind Bumblebee is a cop car. And I'm like, holy shit, it's Barricade. That's awesome, right? Someone remembered Barricade is still out there in this universe. So very, very cool. And later that day, we got the confirmation from Michael Bay that Barricade is back in the movie. So I love it. It's very, very cool. I'm glad somebody else other than me and my friends realized that this cop car was out there somewhere in this world. I'm liking where The Last Knight is looking to be heading. It looks like we're going kind of back to basics in this film. We're, you know, with the way Bumblebee and Barricade, bringing Megatron back, bringing Josh Duhamel back. I'm getting excited, man. I love me some Transformers, and I would have been cool to be up in Phoenix and actually see Bumblebee going down the road with a Barricade chasing it, right? So very, very cool there. Going back to the Ocean's 11 reboot, Elizabeth Banks is in negotiations to join the team. She wants in, and they're trying to make it work out with her schedule, so that would be a great addition. I love Elizabeth Banks, and she would be awesome to be in there. Let's see here. John Williams, of course. Awesome composer, is set to score Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One. He's going to do Indiana Jones 5, and he's going to come back for Star Wars Episode 8. Very, very cool. I love it. Going back to video game news, Kit Harington, you know him from Game of Thrones. He is going to be a villain in the new Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. He's doing mocap, and he's going to be the villain in it, so very cool there. We got some set photos of Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart running around on the Wolverine 3 set. There's going to be an In the Heights movie based on the Broadway play from the dude that does Hamilton. And John M. Chu, director of Now You See Me 2, is in negotiations to take that one on. There's going to be a series based on the comic Scarlet, and that is going to be heading to HBO. So very, very cool there. I love that. I think curious to see what Friggins thinks of Scarlet. Doug Liman is set to direct YA adaptation Chaos Walking, and along with Doug Liman going to direct this YA adaptation, makes you feel like Gambit just got pushed off even that much further, because this is the director of the Gambit movie. He's already signed on to do one movie before Gambit, and now he just signed on to this one. So I don't know, man, we might hear word here in about a week or so that he's dropped out of Gambit, so things are not looking good. Sorry, Friggins. Sony has confirmed the PS4 Neo. So, yes, they'll be coming out with the Neo, which will be a PS4 that runs 4K on it, which makes me mad because I just bought a 4K television, and now I feel like I'm going to have to get this Neo, and I really don't want to go through this. It is official. A lot of you have been wanting it, craving it, even my wife. Nashville. Nashville aired on ABC, and it was canceled. The show ended on a cliffhanger. A lot of people were pissed. They started shopping the show around to other networks. Lionsgate was the company behind it. And we kept hearing rumors like, oh, it might be saved. It might be saved. Sorry about the buzzer. I'm trying to do some laundry here. I guess my clothes are done. So we'll just wait for the buzzing to stop. I'm going to take a drink of water here. So anyway, sorry about that. Nashville. There was some studios and negotiations with it. It was looking good. And now it's official. Nashville has been officially renewed for a season 5. It is coming to the CMT network. Yes. So all you country fans have saved it. CMT has picked it up for a full 22-episode season, season 5. The deal that they've also signed goes along with Hulu. So if you don't have CMT... Hulu will be airing all the new episodes 24 hours after they air on CMT. So nice double shot there. Nice save for Nashville. I was hoping Limitless would get saved like this. Unfortunately, it didn't. But I'm glad Nashville got saved for all the people that loved it. Like I said, my wife loves this show, so she's pretty stoked. So once again, you can see 22 new episodes for season 5 come out soon on the CMT channel. And then 24 hours after the new episode airs, it will be streaming on Hulu. Doctor Strange looks like it may be coming to San Diego Comic-Con, maybe along with Guardians of the Galaxy 2, so look for that. Larry David says that he might be returning for a 9th season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, so we'll keep our eyes open on that one. Kevin Smith says that his Mallrats sequel, remember he was going to do a Mallrats 2, we reported on this probably like a year ago, it's not going to be a movie anymore. He's decided to make it a television series. It will be a 10-episode series. So it looks like Kevin Smith caught the TV bug. He directed an episode of The Flash about a month ago, and he loved it. So he's been trying to come up with TV projects now. The Buckaroo Banzai that we talked about on last week's show is going to be a television show, and now he wants to do Mallrats as a 10-episode sequel, but on television. So I'm a little bummed. I wanted a movie, but you know what? 10 episodes, that's pretty cool too. Hopefully he can still keep the same cast coming back for that one. Rob Zombie has released the poster for his new Killer Clown movie called 31. Nothing special there, but you can see it on her Twitter page. Let's see here. Kate Walsh and Derek Luke have joined the cast of Netflix's new series, 13 Reasons Why. Let's see here. Warcraft has already earned $156 million in China in just 5 days. Wow. Congratulations. Like I said, biggest movie in China, man. Killing it over there. Just as of today, speaking of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, it's time for Rock Rolls. This week on Rock Rolls, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's got a new animated movie from Disney coming out in November. The movie is called Mona, and he plays one of the characters that is Mona's best friend. And it's just a little teaser trailer, but it's actually really, really good. It's actually really cute and funny. I don't watch too many animated films or kiddie movies, but I'm probably going to go take my daughter to see Mona for sure. Just because we're all a fan of The Rock here. And that was Rock Rolls! So you can check that out right now on our Twitter and our Facebook page, see that trailer. And lastly, tonight was the Tony Awards, so you can check out the full winners list of the Tony Awards on our Twitter and Facebook page if you are interested in seeing who won the biggest prize. Yummy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, look at that. See, when you do the show in 1 week, it's a lot shorter. It's a lot shorter. You can get through it a lot quicker. And this is why I need to make it a weekly show. Because we've barely gone over a half hour right now. And I'm already caught up. So let's talk about releases. Releases this week. On DVD and Blu-ray this Tuesday is going to be London Has Fallen, 10 Cloverfield Lane, and Eddie the Eagle. So very cool there. I'll be picking up London Has Fallen on Blu-ray for show. In theaters Friday, Central Intelligence. Once again with my boy, Rock Rolls! Dwayne The Rock Johnson, his Rock Roll, Central Intelligence, him and Kevin Hart coming out on Friday. I cannot wait to see this. It's going to be so awesome. And also in theaters on Friday will be Finding Dory. Here's your weekend box office as of today. Number 10 is The Jungle Book with $2.7 million. Number 9 is Captain America Civil War with $4.3 million. Number 8 is Alice Through the Looking Glass with $5.5 million. Number 7, The Angry Birds Movie with $6.7 million. Number 6, Me Before You with $9.2 million. Number 5, X-Men Apocalypse with $10 million. Number 4, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows with $14.8 million. And here's your three. There was three big releases this week, and they take over the top three on the box office. Coming in at number 3, it's the sequel, Now You See Me 2, bringing in $23 million. Very nice opening there, just a little bit under what the first movie did, but making it profitable. So congratulations to Now You See Me 2. Coming in number 2, the movie everyone expected to be number 1, Warcraft. It is killing it overseas. You just heard me say biggest movie ever in China. Already has made almost $200 million in China. But in the U.S., it only made $24 million in its opening, which is considered a bomb. So it has crashed and burned. It is officially a bomb in America, but the international may save it. Although, it's going to take this movie to earn roughly $450 million to turn a profit. And right now, it's sitting at about $250 million, somewhere in between there. So we'll see how it turns out. And coming in number one, it's The Conjuring 2, bringing in $40.4 million. Another massive hit there for The Conjuring for director James Wan. The first movie was a massive hit when it came out in July, and this movie now coming out in June just killed it for horror box office. The first movie made like $41 million in its debut, so this one made $40 million, so right on par with the first movie. And in a summer where sequels just aren't kind of living up to box office, you know, proof, Conjuring 2 just did it. So very nice. I think they made this movie for probably between $30 and $40 million, so the fact that it just made $40 million in its opening weekend, congratulations, because that is pretty damn awesome. So that is your box office report. And that will do it. I do want to shout out real quick, too. I meant to do it in the beginning, but I was a guest on Way Off Topic with Frank and Pez last night. It is a really cool little podcast with Lynx, who I did the Banshee show with. He's got a little podcast he does every weekend called Way Off Topic, and they asked me to be a guest on last night, so I went on the show. And we talked about all kinds of stuff, but we got into a really cool conversation about comic book movies. We talked a lot about DC. We talked a lot about Marvel and had a really, really cool conversation. And I was proud to be asked to be a guest over there. And I had a good time being on it. So I definitely recommend you go check me out and hear me on the latest episode of Way Off Topic. And once again, you can find that on reddragonsradio.com. So it is part of our RDR family. So go check that out and hear me over on that episode. I am also, speaking of my personal plugs, I was also a special guest on the latest episode of Pro Wrestling Nation. So that is pretty cool. I haven't talked wrestling in a while. So if you're a fan, Pro Wrestling Nation is also on the Red Dragons Radio Network. And, I got to chat it up with Funky Sam Medina. We talked about the brand split. We talked about NXT. We talked about a lot of different stuff going on, basically revolving around the brand split. And that's actually the name of the episode, I believe, is Brand Split. So go check out the latest episode of Pro Wrestling Nation and, hear me on that and hear me on the Way Off Topic. Check out the Am I Still in the Air Rock Rolls coming out here. Am I Still in the Air coming out here probably within the next couple days. And hopefully Red Dragons Assemble. So we got a lot of stuff going on right now. I hope you enjoyed this new episode of Am I on the Air. This is War. It's been awesome. Nice, to the point, 42 minutes or so in the books. So gonna try to keep it up for you guys every Sunday night, like I promised in the theme song, a new Am I on the Air. So once again, follow us on Twitter at Am I on the Air. Follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. Our official webpage is amiontheair.com. So definitely check that out. And subscribe to us on iTunes. We're also available on Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Google Play. We're all over the place. We're on YouTube. So just search Am I on the Air. Follow us on Instagram, Periscope, and you know, come along for the ride here with Am I on the Air. We're also proud members, once again, of the Red Dragons Radio Network. We're available on there. Follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio. So once again, for Am I on the Air, I am Don Mega. It is June the 12th, and we will catch you next time for another brand new episode of Am I on the Air. Peace!
Red Dragons!
Baggy!
Red Dragons!